The one time Asher is actually having technical difficulties.
Nah. Maybe you should just start with what you were going to talk about. Say this about the doctrine changes. Like, let's start off.
You can start
yourself.
I think he's trolling.
So, I ended up pinging this out Sunday, but because I didn't have it ready for last Fireside, we made a bunch of small doctrine changes, and I'll copy-paste this list into Elysium, but we removed a lot of the redundant ships, so hawks and wolves are out of doctrine, and so on.
There's a handful of, like, small default fit changes.
Yeah.
Modules that are already there.
We changed the default fit on the Sacrilege. Oh, hey, Asher showed up.
Yeah, we're trying to unify some doctrines.
Yeah. Also, while you're waiting for doing this fireside, get your capitals logged in and make sure they're fueled up, etc.
Alright, big numbers, big fireside, let's get going. Thanks for the update, Zintage. Like Apple said, let's get our comps ready to go. We're going to move them forward. So, tomorrow, or today, depending on where you are, we will be forming. We'll be forming at 1100. There could be earlier forms, but our main form will be at 1100. I know you guys have been anxious to fight. You know that we have been looking to fight, and they have conveniently left a dinner bell for us. We have rung it. You know, it is in every advantage zone for them. They are pinging like crazy. Let me tell you guys, they're slam pinging right now. They're going to try and get their biggest, best numbers. These guys won't fight us. They won't fight us at all in any time zone other than this one. So we're going to take it to them. You guys have said you wanted to fight. Leadership wants to fight. So let's show them what we can do, even in their best time zone. I want to see great numbers here. For Euros, it's not so bad. For U.S. people, I want you there bleary-eyed, waking up early if you can be there. You know, we can take multiple bites of this apple if we want to, but I would rather just get it done today. So here's the basic plan. We're going to move immediately afterwards. We're going to move, we'll put it in the pings. I won't say it here. But if you are a capital owner, check your pings, be ready to go. So I've been noticing a lot of interesting stuff going on. First off, if you are an avid Reddit follower like me, first off, you're just wasting your time. But secondly, there's been this really interesting switch in characteristics that I keep seeing from Horde people. And when they are defending their alliance, this is the new level defense that they have. And I have seen this multiple times from multiple people. So either it's a genuine feeling or it's a talking point. And I can't believe it's a talking point. I think people have come to this independently. The defense that Horde has been making has been everyone in Nullsec is shit. There's no difference. So win Horde anyway. I have seen this one more times than I can count in the last month as a defense. If anyone says that, you know, Goons are better or Imperium is better, they go ahead and say, oh, no, everyone's bad. So keep your eyes out for this one. If these people think that they're shit, I think that we should show up and prove it to them. I think it's a good idea. So we'll give them all the advantages. We'll give them everything they need to feel comfortable taking a fight, and we'll bring it to them. And I'm excited about it. I want to see excellent numbers there tomorrow or today, whatever is appropriate. Let's talk about some F2s. We don't hit on that much, but this is the kind of fight where, you know, we can expect there to be high tie-dye. In a fight like that, you can bring a second or a third or even a fourth client, and you can be extremely useful. So I would highly encourage you that this is the kind of fight where you can be useful, run in multiple fleets, or do multiple things. You know, in 10% tie-dye, you have plenty of time to monitor both your clients, and as long as you set it to potato mode, it should run fine, except on the lowliest of PCs. On a slightly lighter note, do you guys know what happened 2 days ago? 2 days ago, it was 3.14 Pi Day. You guys should be doing PI. Very important. Everyone loves PI. Yeah, you weren't ready for that one. 3.14, baby.
Asher, are you going to tell them when you're scheduling your Twitch stream of you setting up PI?
We haven't scheduled that yet. It's coming. Don't worry.
I think it's probably not going to happen before Pi Day next year, because, like, he's talking about it for years now.
Don't ruin the secrets, all right?
Okay.
All right. So, let's see if we can crash Jabber. Except if you're going to be there at the fight. Seen a lot of X's. Put a Y if you have real life. TFA Horseman, you don't need to spam that many X's. Put a Y if you have something in real life that's going to stop you. All right, we understand. All right, I think we're lagging it out. To the person who sent me a private message on Mumble, you join Elysium on Jabber and X up in there. That is where we do our talking. It's the general chat channel for Imperium. Okay, so for the fight tomorrow, we should have some interesting new stuff coming up and some stuff that you've been asking for. Also, some oldies and goodies. There are about, like, 10 timers. There's TTC tomorrow. There is Jamunda, Utopia, GTAC-O, which is the entrance to Zarzak. There's a fort there. There's the Keepstar. There's actually several others. So we have lots of options. So if you can be around, say, starting at around 0900. But once again, the main form, the one I'm going to ask you guys to make it to for sure, is 1100. My goal is if we can get 3 full fleets tomorrow, I'll be very happy. 3 full fleets. If we get 3 full fleets, I don't care what the results are of the actual fight. As long as we don't mess anything up, as long as we don't do anything stupid. But if we can get 3 full fleets, that shows a lot of commitment, and that's exactly what I'm looking to see. If we don't finish this one, we'll go again. But I really would like to do it now. I know you guys would like to win. And so we'll try our best to get this into Hull. If we get in the hull, then, you know, we will kill it a couple days from now. If we don't, we'll ring the bell again next time. Listen, a lot of you guys are talking about what I just said about not doing anything stupid and saying that's a very high bar. And you all have heard about the best way to get away from a bear is not to be faster than the bear. It's to be faster than the slowest person running from the bear. That's sort of like how it works in EVE. We don't need to be the perfect organization. We just need to be better than the people who say that everyone is shit, and that's what they're aspiring for, is everyone is shit, so why don't you join our shit group? It's just that. All right, so I'm not going to talk much longer. We have a lot of stuff we want to do. We want to get moving. So if you have your cat bolts ready, make sure you're logging them in, getting them fueled up. And I will see you all tomorrow, starting around 0900. But if you can be there at 1100, that'll be good. And I will answer one question before I go. Miratrim wants to know what color the op is. This is a gold crayon because they are the most delicious to eat. Be there for the gold crayon.
Also, for the capital moves, we're starting in 15 minutes. It gives me time to do a quick bio break, and everybody time to do a quick bio break. We've sat in meetings for the last few hours to get everything sorted. So everybody in 15 minutes, 19:30. Yes, we're starting moving.
All right. See you guys at 19:30. Thanks for coming. And I'll see you guys real soon at the fight.